We are going to try a new experiment today. 翻译啊！
我们要做个新的实验。
This is the first time Shilin and I will co-work this way.
我们第一次在台上同工。
I hope it's a success.
希望不要出太多毛病。
Otherwise, I will be in trouble.
不然他就要有麻烦了。
So, there are still some seats in the front. Please come forward.
前排还有椅子，请到前面来。
They prefer to sit in the back. We have few seats in the front. Nobody wanted. Okay. This is the first sermon of the year.
This is 今年的第一个讲台。
I have decided to preach in English.
他决定要用英文讲。
It's not easy for me.
对他来说很不容易。
Because when I read Bible, I read in Chinese.
因为他是读中文圣经的。
And this is also the first worship of the year.
这也是今年第一个崇拜。
So I thought about what should I say.
他在考虑要说什么。
So I decided to talk about a new year, new wishes.
他决定要讲新年新希望。
And if you notice in our bulletin,
你若看我们的周报，
we have a new year theme.
我们有一个新年的主题。
And we apologize, the theme was printed in Chinese.
很抱歉，我们这个主题是用中文。
Actually, it came from these two verses.
是从两个经文出来的。
Both came from the book of Isaiah.
两个都是从以赛亚书出来的。
In repentance and rest is your salvation. In quietness and trust is your strength.
你们得救在乎回归安息，你们得力在乎平静安稳。
And that's come from the chapter 30, verse 15.
是以赛亚书三十章十五节。
But those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength.
那些等候耶和华的必重新得力。
Chapter 40, verse 31.
四十章三十一节。
The reason why we decided to take these two verses as our yearly theme.
同工决定用这个做新年主题的原因。
Because our church is in the transition state.
我们的教会正在一个改变的阶段。
We need a lot of strength.
我们需要能力。
So the key of gaining strength.
这个得到能力的关键
is described in these two verses.
就是这两节经文给我们的。
So, our today's sermon is going to surrounding these two things.
所以我们今天的讲道就是以这两节为中心。
And our New Year wishes should be also along these lines.
我们新年的新愿望也应该照着这不离这两节经文。
First, let us review the past year.
让我们想一想去年。
That's the year of 2012.
2012.
First of all,
第一,
the world did not end on the December 21st.
世界没有末日在12月21号。
This is not the first time that people predict the end of the day would be such such day.
这个不是第一次人们预告世界的末日。
In the end of the day will come.
世界的末日会来。
But nobody knows which day that is.
没有人知道是哪一天。
Even Lord Jesus, when he was alive,
甚至耶稣基督生前他也没有，他也说他不知道。
He humbled himself. He said, "Son will not know."
他很谦卑地说，子不知道。
Only Father knows.
只有父知道。
Because if he comes.He was sent by God again.
因为如果他来，再来的时候是神的时间。
And second, the economy still depressing.
这个我们的经济仍然萧条。
That continues.
仍然继续的下降。
The prediction is that this year will also be a depressed year.
有人预告今年仍然是不好。
And the unemployment rate in North Carolina is as high as 9%.
北卡的失业率已高到 9.1 百分比。
Above the national average.
比全国的平均更高。
I know some counties in North Carolina, the rate is 15%.
有些地方在北卡是高到15百分比。
It's really bad.
非常不好。
So we need to pray for the economy of the United States.
我们应该为美国的经济来祷告。
And next one is, of course, the President Obama was successfully re-elected.
那第二呢，就是奥巴马又当了总统。
No matter whether you voted for him or not.
不管你是不是为他投了票。
It's our responsibility to pray for him.
我们仍然有责任为他祷告。
You know, every Tuesday, Shalene and I pray for the United States.
每个周二我们一起祷告。
We started by praying for Obama.
我们从为美国总统祷告开始。
Because that's the teaching of the Bible.
因为这是圣经的教导。
And last was also the worst.
最后也是最不好的。
It's because what happened to the Sandy Hook Elementary School.
就是那个 Sandy Hook 的那个小学。
20 innocent elementary kids was killed.
20个小学学生。
This tragedy will forever be a dirty spot in the history of America.
这件事情是永远在美国历史上是一个污点。
Many people say,Gun does not kill, people kills.
有些人说枪不能杀人，是人杀人。
I fully agree.
我完全同意。
What's really wrong, the base of the problem, is people.
真正问题在人。
Why America come to this point?
美国怎么会到这个地步？
We have to think about it.
我们必须要想一想。
Why there are so many crazy people?
怎么会有那么多疯狂的人？
We should ask our Lord.
我们应该求我们的主。
A little closer. To really come back to United States.
回到美国来。
Because American has been away from God.
因为美国已经离神很远了。
Or better said,Would it be that America should come back to God?
更好的是应该说美国需要回到神面前。
Okay, so now new wishes in the new year.
好，我们来谈今年的新愿望。
So, I look at it in the Bible.
我看圣经。
I found the two places was talking about the January the 1st.
两个地方讲到1月1号。
And the first one,is in the book of Exodus.
第一个是在出埃及记里面。
When the Israelites are still in the wilderness.
当以色列人还在旷野的时候。
So, then the Lord said to Moses, set up the tabernacle, the tent of meeting, on the first day of the first month.
耶和华神晓谕摩西说，你要在正月初一的时候立起你的会幕。
What is tabernacle?
什么是会幕?
Because when they are migrating in the desert,
因为在他们在旷野前进的时候,
the way they will set up a temple to worship God,
他们要立起一个会幕来敬拜神,
is by setting up a tent, a huge tent.
他们的方法就是盖一个很大的帐幕,
it's called a tabernacle.
这个帐幕就叫会幕。
SoLord told them that in the beginning of the year, you have set up this tabernacle.
主就吩咐摩西在正月初一你要立起这个会幕。
To do what?
做什么呢?
Worship God.
敬拜神。
So that's one place.
那是一个地方。
And second place is the second chronicle.
在历代志下第二章。
And that's the time of Isaiah.
在以赛亚的时候。
It says, then began the consecration on the first day of the first month.
你要在正月初一要洁净自己，开始洁净自己。
So, what is a consecration?
什么是洁净自洁净？
Is a cleansing process.
是一个清洁清理的一个过程。
Not only on the temple,
不只是会幕。
But also more important to ourselves.
更重要的是自己的清洁。
So the priests and the Israelites.
所以说那个祭司跟以色列人
will clean themselves in the first day of the month.
他们要在一月一号的时候自洁。
To what? To do what?
为什么呢？
To worship God.
为了要敬拜神。
So we get a message.
所以我们知道这个信息。
What Lord want us to do in the beginning of the year?
神要我们在正月初一的时候
is to prepare ourselves to worship Him.
要预备我们自己来敬拜他。
So now, having that in mind,
好，我们再继续。
Let's see what do we do in our Sunday worship.
那我们在我们的主日崇拜，我们应该做什么呢？
In the Psalm 122,
诗篇122篇，
I rejoiced with those who said to me, Let us go to the house of the Lord.
人对我说，我们往耶和华的殿去，我就欢喜。
And if you see this Psalm,
你如果看见这个诗歌，
They said this is the Psalm of ascent.
这个是上行的诗歌。
Meaning that this is the song they sing when they are going to the temple in Jerusalem to worship God.
他的意思就是说他们在往圣殿去的时候是爬，所以说他们往上走。
So they said, when for those, let us go to the house of the Lord.
他说让那些我们一起去神的殿。
That brings rejoice.
就让我们欢喜。
Which means that when we come to Lord's temple,
也就是说我们来到神的殿里面的时候，
i.e. our church,
也就是我们这个教会，
our worship place,
我们崇拜的地方，
in our Sunday worship,
在我们主日崇拜的时候，
we should rejoice.
我们应该喜乐。
We shouldCome here with anticipation.
我们在来到这里应该有一个期待的心态。
With desire, with happiness.
快乐期待的心态。
And I don't understand why we should be late.
我就不知道为什么我们要迟到。
And I remember in the last September when we had a retreat.
我记得去年九月我们有一个退休会。
Not everybody attended, but some of us did.
不是每个人都参加了，不过不少人去。
I remember the pastor also mentioned about this problem.
那个牧师也提到迟到的问题。
So apparently, this being late on the Sunday worship is not a unique problem of our church.
可见这个主日迟到不是光是我们教会的问题。
And pastor said,
牧师说
，Those people who came late, they are not late.
那些来迟到的人，他不是迟到。
They're very accurate in time.
他们非常准时的到。
They always come 15 minutes after the start of worship.
他们很准时的15分钟迟到。
I actually observed.
我也观察过。
And I found indeed there are some of us was very accurate.
同样我们中间也有人同样的正确。
15 minutes after the worship, the person came through that door.
崇拜开始15分钟以后有人从那个门进来。
Just like in the old time,
正如古时的时候，
the Lord instruct us that in the worship time,
主吩咐我们在崇拜的时候，
you came to worship me.
你来敬拜我。
I'm there to wait for you.
我在那里等候你。
Lord is waiting for you.
主在等候你。
It's a date.
是一个约会。
You're late.
你迟了。
It's not good.
不大好。
So let's make an effort. Try to be here 5 minutes before 10 o'clock.
让我们一起做一个决定，我们要在五分钟之前来。
I know for those family with little children.
我知道我们有小孩子的家庭。
It's very hard.
这是很不容易的。
But it takes an effort.
这个可是我们需要努力。
Being on time.
要准时。
Okay, the second one is that it says that in quietness and trust.
第二点是说要在平静安稳。
We will gain strength.
我们才能够得到能力。
What is that?
是那个什么意思呢？
It means that we gain strength by being close to our God.
意思就是说我们得能力是在我们靠近神的时候。
Only when we are in quietness and place our trust in Lord, we can gain strength.
只有当我们安静，我们信靠他的时候，我们能够得到能力。
The word quietness is important.
这个安静很重要。
Quietness means we slow down and we focus our attention on God.
安静就是说我们第一我们要放慢脚步，然后我们靠近神。
Many times,
很多时候
we run around.
我们跑来跑去。
I'm talking about in your daily life.
我们是在想我们每一天的日子。
We hurry to do this, hurry to do that.
我忙着做这做那。
I don't know about you.
我不知道你。
In my life,
在我的日常生活
I hurry.
我一天到晚奔波。
I even sometimes, you know, thought about something when I was driving.
我甚至在开车的时候都在脑筋都没停。
When it's a red light,
红灯了
I will take out my iPhone.
我就赶快把我的手机拿出来。
Send a quick message to my student.
发个那个命令给我的学生。
You need to do this. You need to do that.
你应该做这个了，做那个。
And then somebody the car behind me will honk.
后面就按我的喇叭。
Because it's green light already.
因为已经绿灯了。
He needs to be quiet.
那个后面的需要安静。
That's our daily life.
这是我一天的日子。
It's not good.
不好。
We need to slow down, be in quietness, we close to God.
我们要放慢脚步，我们要安静，我们要靠。
And then the second thing is that you need to trust in God.
第二点是我们要信靠主。
Many times we trust our own strength.
我们常常是信靠自己的能力。
Only when we fail with our strength, then we'll come to God.
只有在我们自己不行的时候，我们才来靠主。
Bible never said that you when you fail you come to God.
圣经从来没有说你不成的时候再来找神。
God wants you to be with Him all the time.
神要你一直跟他在一起，依靠他。
So this verse emphasizing our personal relationship with the Lord.
所以这个经文强调我们跟神个人亲密的关系。
So, one of the themes of this year,
有一件主题，今年的一个主题
is to emphasizing our personal relationship with our Lord.
是强调我们跟神的亲密关系。
Which means we need to read scriptures.
也就是说，我们应该读神的话语。
I remember that when I was a young Christian.
我记得我是年轻 Christian, 基督徒的时候。
I did not have a chance to read the whole scripture.
我没有时间读，没有机会读完圣经一遍。
I was a very aggressive young faculty member.
那时候我非常的aggressive, 就是很鲁莽。
I work more than 80 hours a week in the laboratory.
每周工作超过80小时。
My work is my top priority.
我的工作是我的第一优先。
Occasionally, I'll read Bible.
偶尔我看看圣经。
Then, in one retreat, Christian retreat.
在一个我们的退休会里面。
The message of the speaker really hit my heart.
那个讲员 说到我的心里去。
If you are a serious Christian,
你如果是一个认真的基督徒
，and you have never read the Bible from the beginning to the end even once,
你如果连圣经一遍都没有读过
，what's your faith?
你的信心是什么呢
？So I decided to really read it.
所以我就开始决定我一定要读一遍。
And I succeeded the next year.
我第二年我就完成了。
Because I found there was a very nice reading plan.
他找到一个很好的一年读经一遍的。
By Reverend Chuck Swindoll.
是那个Chuck 我不知道怎么翻 Swindoll. 对。
And the reason why there are many Bible reading plans.
有很多的一年读经一遍的计划。
And I like this one the best.
他特别喜欢这一个。
Because they only ask you to read in 20 days out of a month. Sorry, 25 days out of a month.
他因为那个计划是让你每个月只读25天的圣经。
So allow you to 5 days to catch up.
他要给你5天的时间，你可以去追上你的落的。
So I like it.
他就成功了。
Because I often will forget or too busy and not to be able to catch up.
因为他常常会落掉，所以说到后来有机会能够赶上。
So in fact, it does not take 365 days to finish the Bible.
所以说事实上并没有花365天。
It was quite easy.
那蛮容易的。
It reads about 4 or 5 chapters of the Bible each day.
你每天读
Each time you read it.
四到五章的圣经。
And after and also there's a calendar.
那也有一个日历。
And after I read it, I will make a check mark.
每次读完，他就勾一下。
So usually I read the 2 chapters in Old Testament and 2 chapters in the New Testament.
他的这个计划是每天读两节的。
两章
的旧约，两章的新约。
And one song, you know, one chapter in song.
那读一章诗篇。
It was quite not that difficult.
并不难。
So if you want to do that, you know, today is January the 6th. So we still have, if you include today, we still have 21 days in this month.
对，今天是六号，我们一月还有21天的时间，你可以开始。
So if you go to the website, you can, I'm sure you can find that reading plan.
如果你去这个，你到网上去可以找。
If you started today,
Window 的读经表，你如果今天开始
，You can finish it this year.
你今年应该可以完成。
I hope, and I heard that several.Sisters in our church.
我也听说有几个姊妹，我们教会中
has started this reading the whole Bible in one year.
他们也已经开始了他们自己的一年读经一遍的计划。
But I have not heard the brothers will do that.
不知道是不是有弟兄们也开始了。
Let's catch up.
让我们不要被他比下去。
If you already done the reading the Bible for once already.
你如果已经读过一遍了。
And you want to start again?
你要再开始。
It's a great idea. You should do that.
也不错，呀，也可以做。
Okay, so the second thing that being close to God.
第二个要跟神靠近。
We need to pray.
我们应该祷告。
In the Lord's Prayer.
在主的祷告文中。
Lord taught us how to pray.
主教导我们怎么祷告。
And in the three, in the beginning of Lord's Prayer.
在主导文的开始。
There are actually 3 wishes.
有三个愿望。
And I thought that we will talk about these 3 wishes in this today's sermon.
那我们今天就谈谈这三个愿望。
Hallowed be thy name, or be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
愿你的旨意降临，愿你的国度，旨意成就，你的国度降临，你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
So these are 3 wishes.
这三个愿望。
The first one.
第一个。
Hallowed be your name.
愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Let us not talk about anybody else.
让我们不要谈别人。
Let's talk about ourselves.
我们就谈自己。
Do we hallow his name?
我们尊他的名为圣吗？
Does his name has any position in our heart?
他的名在我们心里有任何分量吗？
I think that most of the time we don't think of our God.
我想大部分的时间我们不想神的事。
And particularly when we come to a decision making time.
尤其是在我们做决定的时候。
We probably just go ahead and make our own decision.
我们大概就是自己就决定了。
I really hope that you'll make your decision with a prayer in your mind.
我真是很希望各位在你做决定的时候，你先跟神祷告。
In the Ten Commandment,
在十诫里面
there's a one command says that do not call God's name in vain.
里面叫我们不要尊神亵渎神的名，妄称神的名。
God's name is important.
神的名是重要的。
I remember when I was not a Christian.
我记得我不是基督徒的时候。
There was a fellow professor in my university.
有一个另外一个教授。
And he was a Korean.
一个韩国人。
Very devout Christian.
非常敬虔的基督徒。
So at that time.
那时候。
I often use.Jesus Christ.
我常常冒称神的名。
And one day I was with him in a party.
有一天我在一个会众里面跟他在一起。
And I said that again.
我又说了那句话。
And he looked at me, he said, "Do you know him?"
他就看着我，然后说，你认不认识耶稣啊？
Actually, he knew that I was not a Christian.
事实上，他明明知道我根本不是基督徒。
Actually, I knew.That he prayed for me every day.
而且后来我知道他每天都为我祷告。
I said, "No, I'm not a Christian."
他说我不是一个基督徒，我不认识他。
Then he said, "Please don't call his name in vain."
他说那请你不要妄称他的名。
I was really embarrassed.
我非常的没面子。
Because there was another person right next to us.
因为还有其他的人就在旁边。
So I wish that.We will hallow our Lord's name.
我们要尊重我们主的名。
And the Lord's name have the highest position in our heart.
主的名应该是我们心里最重要、最高的一个。
Your kingdom come.
你的国度降临。
Again, the question we ask, does His kingdom come to ourselves?
那神的国度真的在我们中间降临了吗？
That including our life.
那包括我们的生命
，our family，
我们的家庭
，our career，
我们的事业。
Do we really think of His purpose as our ultimate purpose？
我们真的是想我活着的最高旨意就是跟他的一样吗
？Some of you may know that I'm struggling with the decision when to retire。
你们有些人或许在知道我现在正在挣扎什么时候退休。
And I also struggle with the decision.What to do after I retire?
我也挣扎，我如果退休以后我要干什么
？And also, where should I, should I live? Should we live after retire?
也不晓得要退休以后去哪里。
And just the other day.
那天。
And I heard a sermon in California.
在加州时候听到一个讲道。
And the preacher said.
那个讲道的人说
Do we really give our future plan in the hands of the Lord?
我们真的把我们未来的计划交在主的手中吗？
And he emphasized the word really.
他说你真的交给了吗？
It hit my heart.
打到我的心中。
I don't think I'm giving that decision to the Lord.
我还没有真的交给。
Although in my letter, greeting letter, and communication with my friend. I said, "Well, let's see how Lord leads."
虽然我在我的信里面说，让我们看神要怎么带。
But I have my own plan.
可是他心里还有自己的计划。
I just wish my Lord will fulfill my plan.
我私下还是希望神成全我的心愿。
So please pray for me.
请为我祷告。
Let Lord's kingdom in my heart.
让神的国降临在我的心中。
So the third one is that God's will.
第三是神的旨意。
Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天
上。Same thing.
同样的。
Do we follow His will?
我们有没有照着他的旨意而行？
Many times we say we don't know what God's will is.
我们常常说我不知道神的心意是什么。
Actually, many times when God's will is clear, we just don't want to follow.
事实上。很多的时候我们很清楚神的旨意，可是我们不愿意。
We only want God's blessing.
我们只要他的祝福。
We don't want truly know God's will.
我们不真的并不真想知道他的旨意是什么。
So let's this new year to set up our heart in the right position.
让我们在这个新年开始的时候把我们的心放对。
Not let our heart aboveLord's will.
让不要把我们心放在神的心意之上。
And let our heart be under His will.
让我们的心意是在神的心意下的。
So I thought also that in the New Year wish.
我也想我们新年的希望。
I wish to see many more strong families.
我希望看到更多婚姻稳固的家庭。
And as you know, that few days ago was.January the 4th, 2013.
几天前我们才过了1月4号。
And I realized that the many young couples chose that day to get married.
发现有很多的年轻人就是抢着在那一天结婚。
Not just true in China, but also in Taiwan.
不但是在中国大陆，在台湾也是这样子。
Because in Chinese, there will be these six digits.
在中文里面是说爱你一生一世。
Not yet, not yet. So 201314.
2013一世。
2013, that's the number of the year.
2013是今年。
1 means January.
一是一月。
And 4th day.
四号。
So,In Chinese, a pronunciation sounds like
就像爱你一生一世
二零一三一生一一三一世爱你一生一世 Alright, so if you get married on that day
你如果那天结婚的
Does that guarantee you have a strong marriage?
那是不是就保证你能够被一生一世的相爱
I don't think so
不一定
I think the strong marriage should be based on our willingness to sacrifice in marriage.
一个坚强的婚姻是基于我们愿不愿意自动的牺牲。
Before the year, I was entertaining a guest from China.
去年我在招待一个客人从中国来的。
He was not Christian.
他不是一个基督徒。
So I told him, I said, our Chinese usually say, you die so I can live.
我们中国人常常是说你死我活。
But in Bible, actually say, I die so you may live.
在圣经的道理是我死你活。
After this friend returned to China,
那个朋友回到中国以后
he sent me an email.
他给我了一个电邮。
He said, you Christian believe is really the best.
他说你们基督徒的信仰的确是最好的
So I replied
我就这样回答
Why don't you be a Christian?
你为什么不赶快做基督徒呢
He did not reply
他不理我
So I die so you live
我死你就可以活
It means that I sacrifice
就是说
to benefit you
我来牺牲让你得好处
And this is the key in the marriage
这是在一个婚姻里面的关键
So what is the current situation of young people?
我们现在年轻人的情形是什么呢
During this family reunion we had last week
我们上个礼拜我们有个团圆全家团圆
One of our nephew, niece
我们的一个侄儿
子女 Yeah. Simply just to live together with her boyfriend
他们就是同居在一起的
And we asked her, I said, when did you go get married?
问她你为什么不结婚呢？
No plan to get married.
我没根本没计划要结婚。
This is very popular among the new, young people now.
这个在年轻人中间实在是太多了。
I can tell you the young people mostly over there, right?
对，我可以告诉你们这边的年轻人。
This is wrong.
这个非常的不对。
This is sin.
这是罪。
No good.
不好。
God will get angry.
神会发怒。
Be very careful about this.
千万小心。
And talking about our nephews and the nieces.
讲到我们这些侄儿侄女。
The other day we counted.
我们那天算了一下。
There are only three families that are truly blessed by God.
只有三家真正的被神祝福的。
Unfortunately, our son, our daughter are two of the three.
我感谢主，我们家的两个孩子的家庭就是那三个中间的一个。
And the third one.
第三个
It's also a Christian family.
也是一个爱主的家庭。
With Lord's, you know, if we obey Lord's teaching,
你如果尊重神的话语，
it will be a blessing.
神会祝福你们。
Bless your family.
祝福你的家庭。
Bless your marriage.
祝福你的婚姻。
And this is such an obvious,
非常明显的，在我们家看见。
So if you already get married.
你如果已经结了婚
I wish this year be the year of your marriage enrichment.
我希望今年你的婚姻要更稳固更丰盛。
Of course attending this 夫妻恩爱营 means that the, you know, you go to this camp, spend a few days, and you, you know, you strengthen your marriage.
当然你去参加一些婚姻恩爱营之类的是很好的
It's very good
非常好
I encourage you to go
我鼓励你去
But more important
但是更重要的
Is to follow Bible's teaching
你一定要遵循神的话语
And if your marriage is already in crisis
你如果婚姻出了危机
Please don't be panic
不要太慌张
Come to the Lord
来到神的面前
Lord always have an answer to you.
神一定有答案给你。
So by God's grace,
靠着主的恩典
Shilin and I had counseled many this type of crisis marriage.
我们一直都在帮助这样的情形。
And our experience told us,
我们的经验跟我们说
if the person, you know, the two, the couple, are willing to come to the Lord,
如果这个婚姻关系中的当事人愿意来到神面前
Even there's a third person involved 小三
就算是有外遇
小三
The third
It can still be resolved the problem
神仍然能够拯救
Okay, so that make us to go to the next one which is theLove each other.
好，那我们到第二点，下一点，彼此相爱。
I wish year 2013 is the year of love.
我希望今年是一个爱的一年。
My command is this: love each other as I have loved you.
你们要彼此相爱，像我爱你们一样，这是你的神说的。
So in practice.
嗯哼。在实践上面
I wish that everybody in our church will belong to a small group or a fellowship
我希望我们教会里面的会员们每一个都有自己的小组或者是团契
We have a new church directory available now
我们现在有一个新的通讯录
And the other day I looked at it
那天我看了一下
I found that only a few of people on the list are not belong to a small group or fellowship.
他发现只有几位没有小组或者团契。
And that's very good.
那我们这个情形很好。
So I wish those who still do not belong to a small group.
我希望那些还没有一个小组或者团契的。
will belong to one.
你应该加入一个。
Very soon.
尽早。
And the reason why is because that love each other, the best way to manifest this is in the small group.
因为彼此相爱最好的方法，你就是在一个小组里面你来操练。
Look at this is not a small church.
你看我们不是一个很小的教会了。
If every seat is occupied, I believe that there are 270 seats.
每一个座位坐满，我们已经有270个人了。
Not including those seats on those folding chairs.
不算那个折椅。
So we have already reached that number.
我们已经达到饱和了。
So what that mean is that this is not a small church anymore.
这不是一个很小的教会。
And not counting those children.
我们还没有算我们的孩子们。
Way over 300.
我们算了他们就超过300了。
We need to use the small group of fellowship to really strengthen our love to each other.
我们需要归属一个小组或者一个团契来坚固我们的关系。
So the second verse in Isaiah.
第二个在以赛亚的书的第二个信息。
But those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength.
那些等候耶和华的必重新得力。
So the emphasis is that wait upon.
他的强调要等。
So many times we're so anxious.
常常我们是急。
We're short of patience.
我们没耐心。
And Lord wants us to wait for His time.
主要我们等候他的时间。
And wait for His own leading.
等候他的带领。
So if you got wait, you can wait.
你如果能够等的话。
It's a show of faith.
你是一个有信心的人。
For example, we're waiting for our English pastor.
比方说我们在等我们的英文牧师。
I think among all the people who are praying for His arrival, you know, I'm the one that is most anxious.
他说在所有的祷告等候他的人里面我是最急的。
Because if he comes,
因为他来的话,
he will be the person who preach here.
他就会在这里祷,
for this translated message.
然后,
not me.
然后, 不是我。
So I need to learn this lesson.
我需要学这个等候。
Wait for Lord's time.
等候神的时间。
And do we really just wait and do nothing?
我们是不是就是等什么都不干呢？
Of course not.
当然不是。
Because
因为,
in the Bible, there's a verse.
圣经说,
in the New Testament, it says that ask that you will, it will be done to you, it will be given to you, seek and you will find, and knock and the door will be opened to you.
新约里面这样说，你祈求就给你，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你开门。
I have highlighted the three verbs.
那三个动词我都红色的标出。
The first one is ask.
第一个是祈求。
Of course we ask in our prayer.
我们在祷告里面求。
And your body position when you pray is probably sitting down.
你祷告的时候你可能是坐着的。
Or kneel down.
可能是跪着的。
There's not much of body movement.
你不大有什么需要动。
Except your lips.
你只要动嘴就好了。
And then the second one.
第二个。
Says seek.
寻找。
You probably have to get up and look around.
你就必须要站起来然后走来走去。
When you're looking for something, right?
找东西一定要走来走去。
And the third one.
第三个。
Says knock the door.
叩门。
That means you knock somebody else's door.
你要去敲别人的门了。
You probably get out of the house.
你需要走出你的门。
Go to someone's house.
到别人家去。
And you knock.
你要敲。
You see the increasing level of action.
你看到这个一节比一节需要你的动作，行动。
So wait for our Lord.Does not mean that you don't do anything.
所以等候神不是说你什么都不干。
You still make the move.
你仍然要做。
But the important thing is that all these actions should it be under Lord's direction?
重要的是你所做的每一个事情都是在神的引导下。
Because this verse it says that you ask, you seek, and you knock for the Lord's leading.
因为这个经文告诉我们，不管是祈求、寻找、叩门，都是照着神的心意。
So we wait by prayer.
我们等候是照跟着我们的祷告来等候。
So the prayer is very important.
所以祷告非常的重要。
So if you have a regular reading habit, reading the Bible,
你如果有规律的读经，
you probably will pray regularly.
你大概会规律的祷告。
I never know a person who reads Bible regularly and never pray.
我从来不知道有人规律的读经却不会祷告。
So I think we need to set up the habit by setting a habit to read Bible.
我们应该养成一个读经的习惯。
And then the next one is of course our prayer meeting.
那另外就是我们教会的祷告会。
So one of my wishes in the new year.
我在新年的一个盼望。
Is our prayer meeting which is now in the evening of Tuesdays.
我们教会的祷告会是在礼拜二的晚上。
7 or 7:30, I forgot. 7.
七点钟开始在教会。
Okay, so we had the first one last Tuesday.
我们上个礼拜周二我们已经第一次开始了。
We had 11 people.
有11个人来参加。
There's one of the English congregation member came and take a look and then left.
有一个讲英文的弟兄来，可是看了一下就走了。
Probably thought about, you know, saw me, you know, this must not be English.
大概是因为看到一个讲中文的，所以以为是中文的。
But we will have the Mandarin speaking prayer group and the English speaking prayer group.
所以我们的祷告会是有中文的祷告圈，也有英文的祷告圈。
I wish everybody will come.
我希望每一个人都能来参加。
Let's wait for this and see what this Tuesday will.
让我们看这个礼拜二有没有人来。
So finally, I will tell you about my own New Year wish.
最后我向各位报告我的新年新希望。
This Bible verse reminds me.
这节经文提醒我。
It's recorded in the book of James 3:1.
在雅各书三章一节。
Not many of you should become teachers, my fellow believers, because you know that we who teach will be judged more strictly.
他说我的弟兄们不要多人做师傅，因为你要知道要受更重的审判。
Do you know whoever preaches here?
你知道站在这里的人
should not take this lightly.
千万不要把这个忽略了。
I very rarely will ask people to pray for my grant.
我很少要求人来为我的经费祷告。
But I always ask people to pray for my sermon.
我常不断的是求人家为我的讲道来祷告。
If I did not have a grant,
我如果没有经费，
I don't think it will affect my position in eternal life.
我想对我的永恒的价值没有什么影响。
But if I did a lousy job here,
如果我在这个地方没有忠于神，
it will affect my position in eternal life.
我怎么见神呢？
So please pray for me.
请为我的讲道祷告。
I take it very seriously.
这是一个很严肃的事情。
By the way, next weekend, next Sunday.
下个礼拜。
You will receive a survey feedback form.
你们会收到一个调查表。
From me.
是关他的。
I sincerely ask you to give me a feedback.
我非常诚恳的邀请各位给他一个回馈。
Anything that you don't like, or things you like, please let me know.
你喜欢的，你不喜欢的，都请你不要客气。
And most important,
更重要的，
is that if I should repent, if I have something offended you, please let me know.
如果我有罪自己不知道的，请你们千万要告诉他。
Because the law said, before you bring the sacrifice to the temple, you should make good, make peace with those who have offended you, or you offend people.
因为主说你在你给神献祭之前，你若得罪了什么人，你一定要先和好。
So please let me know.
请，如果我得罪你，请你千万要让他知道。
And Happy New Year.
新年快乐。
Thank you.
谢谢。